This is Alan Irvin.
Hi, Alan. And Alan, you should be with one other person. Let's see who that is. Everyone's going to have... It's you, Michael. Hello.
Oh, there we are.
So it's the two of you, and we're actually going to add three other people. We've never had five folks on the air at the same time, at least by phone. So hang on and let me gently do that with every skill I know, and I think we've got everybody. So we have Alan, we have Michael, and Alexandra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Anne, are you there?
I am.
And then Mr. Chips has come back. Jeff, are you there?
I am. I'm back.
Ricky deserves a gold star. She got all... You could even hear her whoop over there in the background. She got all five of you on the air at the same time from Brawling Bard. Now, do you have a scene? We'll talk about things in a moment, but do you have a scene you're performing today? Or was this just a challenge to see if we could get five calls on the air at the same time?
Yeah, no, you did it. We're done, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have a scene from next week's show. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, the Fringe Festival is going to be virtual this year, and it gets started on May 1st and continues through the 3rd, and Brawling Bard Theater is going to be a part of it. And tell us a little bit first about Brawling Bard, Alan, your mission, and you are unique in what you do.
Sure, yeah, so Brawling Bard, we actually got our start with the Fringe. We came together to do a show in the very first Fringe Festival here in Pittsburgh and have done one ever since. And what we do is shows based on Shakespeare, kind of playing with classical theater, but in a very comic way. We do a lot of physical comedy, a lot of fights and physical action, and a lot of audience interaction, and sort of bringing the audience right in, all of which is a challenge moving a show online. But our very first show, which is the one that we are doing this year, like the show we were working on for the Fringe originally, was so much of that other stuff, there was sort of no way to do it online. So we said, well, let's go back to our very first show, because everyone's always wanted to take another crack at that, which didn't have the audience interaction. But
plenty of brawling.
Yeah, but lots of brawling. So are you going to all be on camera, but in separate locations for this show?
Yeah, so we're doing it as a Zoom webinar,
okay,
which means we'll be visible, but the audience won't.
Ah, very good. Although that'll be a challenge for you to not be able to see reactions, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And what production will you be doing, and when will it run?
It's called The Complete Guide to Murder and Mayhem by Will Shakespeare. And it's going to be on Saturday, 7:30 to 8:30. Plus a little time afterwards for a question and answer if people want to stick around and ask us about it.
And that will be Saturday, May 2nd, 1 week from today. And
right.
Brawling Bard Theater's website is where you can get more information, or the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival. Now, I'm curious what scene you have to offer this morning. You're all in different locations, connected through Ricky's magic fingers. I'm kind of impressed that she did all of this here. Do you want to set up the scene, Alan, and give it a whirl?
So the play is about Will Shakespeare, who's not yet a successful playwright and has not yet found sort of ideas and stories. But Will, who's played by Jeff, is out with his patron, the Lady of Wessex, who is Anne, and she has commissioned him to help write a book they're going to call The Complete Guide to Murder and Mayhem, kind of modeled on Machiavelli's The Prince. And so they have gone to one of London's rough neighborhoods to do a night of research, and have just managed to escape from a family brawl, a domestic dispute, in which Ethics got injured as they escaped, and they're now a couple of streets away. They pause, and they catch their breath. A young girl carrying a basket approaches. That's Maria. That's played by Alex. And then the scene will shift in a little bit, and they're going to encounter some robbers, which will be Michael and me, and Alex is going to be doubling a part for somebody who's not here. So you'll actually hear Alex twice in two different roles.
We should mention that Lady Wessex is disguised as a man.
Yes, she's out there to brawl. She's an experienced swordswoman, and for safety's sake, is in disguise as the Lord Wessex.
So, got it.
Will and Wessex have just sat down to catch their breath, and Maria comes in carrying a basket.
Forgive me, sirs. I did not mean to intrude.
No need to apologize. We're just catching our breath.
Is your friend all right, sir? I see some scratches on his face. I have an ointment will stop the bleeding, just a halfpenny cost.
That might be good. What is your name?
Maria, sir. I have the ointment here.
What do you have in here? Something to eat? What is that, an adder? A poisonous worm?
Why, yes, sir. Is it not a pretty worm?
Why is that creature in your basket? It could have killed me.
Oh, yes, his biting is unrivaled. If bitten, you seldom or never recover. I keep him in my basket to guard my wares. You have no idea how many folks think they can steal a jar or two from my basket. Why, just yesterday a woman tried to help herself to my wares and just barely escaped the kiss of my worm. She shall never try that again. But in the keeping of wise people, he is a loving worm, as sweet as balm. Would you like a kiss from the worm?
No. Thank you, no.
Let's just tend those wounds then, shall we? Sit back down, sir. I have the ointment here. If you would lend me your handkerchief? You'll do right well. Now, you just let that soak in a little while. It won't show, so you don't have to worry about that. If you still hurt in the morning, apply a little warm water steeped with comfrey. That will finish the job right enough. So there you go. Half a penny, then.
And Maria exits. Will and Wessex continue to walk, and a few minutes later, they are busy talking when they are ambushed by three robbers.
Luke, Aaron, you take that one. I have this one.
Now, boys, strike!
Bandits!
This way, Master Shakespeare.
No, you don't.
I got him.
Help!
How?
Got you.
We yield.
Now, sir, I will have your purse off you.
Have care, knave. He who steals my purse will soon lie with the trash.
Oh, wittily spoke. Oh, but I will have your purse. Give it to me, or I will carve a pound of your flesh from right here above your heart.
You dare threaten me? My blood is noble, and I will not spill it for the likes of you.
Did I say I wanted your blood? I said I will have your flesh, your heart, and nothing but your heart. You can keep your precious noble blood.
Wait, what? You're going to take his flesh, but not his blood?
That's what my pa said.
But that does not make any sense. You can't take the flesh, spilling the blood as well.
Are you defying me?
What? No, I'm just saying you can't take flesh without taking blood, too. If you're going to make a threat, it should at least make sense. How's this going to scare anyone if it's so silly?
Oh, you're calling me silly? Maybe I start with a pound of your flesh.
Oh, leave him alone. He's just a writer. They get all worried about nonsense like that.
Ooh, a writer, is it? You written anything I might know?
A couple of plays.
Yeah? What plays?
Well, there's the Henry VI trilogy.
Really? I love them.
They were great.
Liked them?
Oh, I liked the part where they buried the French witch.
I like when they murdered that old guy in his bed. Was that the queen that was behind that? I thought it was.
I keep telling you, it was that other lord, the Duke of something.
Oh, lots of good battles in those plays. Lots of intrigue.
And murders. I like the murders.
You should write more plays like those.
I haven't had any good ideas lately.
You should do another play about murder and stuff.
Oh, yeah, but forget England, though. You ever read any Roman history? Oh, that's the stuff. Them Roman emperors are always intriguing. Murdering, cutting off arms and legs and hands.
Oh, I'd love to see some of that on stage.
You know, my ma told me a story about some old lady lived down the street, killed some boys, cut them up, baked them into a meat pie. You should put that in a play.
That story? Love it.
Yes. Yes, that could work. Maybe she does it for revenge.
Well, there you go. Now put in a barbarian princess, you have a hit show, you do.
I'd go see it.
Me too. All of us. Right, Pa?
Oh, most definitely. Right. We should let you be on your way so you can get to work, Master,
Shakespeare. Will Shakespeare.
Nice to meet you, Master Shakespeare. I'm Titus. Titus Anders. And these are my boys, Aaron and Luke. Oh, Luke, let the man go. He's a friend of Master Shakespeare. Sorry about that pound of flesh remark earlier, sir. Nothing personal, you understand. Just business. Nice meeting you, Master Shakespeare. We'll be watching for that play.
Well, that gives us another chapter for the book, I guess. Robbery and theft.
And you chatting with them all the while.
Well, they were fans.
And that's the scene.
That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I, for a minute, thought I was... watching the Beverly Hillbillies and Shakespeare all together. So Saturday is the date at the Fringe Festival, May 2nd, and I imagine there's a whole schedule of Fringe Festival activities that can be looked at its website. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't think they have it up yet. This is all coming together very quick, so I know Fringe is busy pulling stuff together and getting it all proofed and actually still working with some of the performers who haven't quite figured out what sort of online platform is best. But at the PittsburghFringe.org, all that should be coming up sometime quickly over the next couple of days. Probably some shows first. I know all of our info is kind of ready to go. But also, if people go to my website, alanirvin.com, on my storytelling stuff, they'll find info because I'm going to be doing a storytelling show on Friday night, which will be live streamed on YouTube. And then we do have a page for Brawling Bard, and it will have the link because this is a webinar. You'll need to register to get in to our show, but it's a free show. Although if people want to donate, that's great, but you just follow that link and that will get you everything you need to get in to see it. So. So PittsburghFringe.org or AlanIrvin.com, either one of those.
Well, sounds good. Alex, Ann, Mike, Jeff, and Alan, thank you. I think that may be the first time we had five people by phone. That's kind of nice.
Well, kind of fitting because I suspect this show is the first time there's been like big fights over Zoom platforms. So.
Oh,
I think we're pushing the envelope on what you can do on Zoom with this.
Absolutely. Thanks thanks to you all. And look for more information on Alan Irvin's website or the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival's website. Thank you to Alex, Ann, Mike, Jeff, and Alan.